So let's review some of the basic concepts of evolution to try to understand the question, how did all the species on Earth today arise? Charles Darwin, a British naturalist who traveled the globe investigating its myriad species and ecosystems, published the now famous Origin of Species in 1859. Take a moment to think about Darwin's reasoning and see if you can remember what his basic tenets were. In Origin, he noted that individuals within a population vary in their traits. This natural variation is often quite obvious. Among people, we have some that are tall and some that are short, some that have blonde hair and some that have brown. Furthermore, Darwin contended that this variation is acted upon by nature, which weeds out the poorly adapted species in a process known as natural selection. For example, slow fish might be more likely to be eaten by a predator than fast fish, so those naturally selected fish live longer lives, illustrating the concept of survival of the fittest. It follows that fast fish will leave more offspring, and over time, the average swimming speed gets faster, a process Darwin termed descent with modification, what we call today adaptation. At the time that Darwin wrote Origin, DNA and the gene had not yet been discovered. No one knew how traits were passed on to offspring. Furthermore, although everything I've just described explains how a population of a particular species can change through time by evolution, it does not explain how one species can give rise to two or more species, the process known as speciation.